Hello.
Hey Jackson, this is Sahak with Local Splash. We've spoken before about the Google listing. How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. I always appreciate that. So yeah, you said to try you on the first, just giving you a call back.
Yeah, just to check up for.
Right. So first page on Google, Bing. All the directories, about 67 different directories actually, sponsor Facebook ads. You have your tracking system. We even have like an app where you can see it all real time, so you can see how everything's performing. Just $249 month to month keeps you on the first page. Jobs coming in, phone ringing. You can also run traffic and
$249.
analytics. Right.
Oh, I
You
thought it
can
was
run
more than
traffic
that.
on. Oh, okay. So we're going with the pro package. Yeah, that would be $199. That would be without the Facebook ads. But yeah, you still get the range.
Oh.
You still get everything else. I usually go with the $249 just because you get more bang for your buck. But
Yeah,
yeah, the pro package, the other one was $199. Yeah, you're
I'll
correct.
probably do $249. So that would be, so would that just include just the extra for Facebook ads? So,
Right.
able to spend more on ads because if you, I don't
Yeah, so it'd
know.
be 100 per month. Usually that's a good ad spend because, okay, usually typically it's 10 cents per click. So you can imagine $100 goes a really long way. Right? So I would say it'd be good. We could just add on, the extra. I mean, if you wanted to, we could just add that on or, 'cause like I say, it's much, much better. So let me see what we can do here about the upgrade. So yeah, the Facebook ads. Oh yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Do you guys create the ads, or is it like a
Yeah,
three
actually, you already
page
have
ad?
a business page, right, on Facebook? Okay. So basically they'll run those sponsored ads from your business page. You'll still have access. Right, but they're just running the ads for you. You'll still be able to do contact with clients and run the posts and referrals with clients. So they just run the sponsored ads from there though. And even if you didn't have a business page, they'll actually build you one too. Or they could even help you possibly upgrade the one you have if you want them to spice it up a little bit.
So if I'm doing it month to month, and I'm guessing they're gonna try scaling different ads and stuff, right?
Right, and
Or
then using
how?
that, and then using that tracking system, they'll actually see how it's scaling, and then what keywords are being searched the most, what, is working the best, and then they add that. This will change it up. Yeah, exactly like you said, scaling, see how it's going to work, and then optimize everything.
Gotcha.
Yep, for sure.
Alrighty.
So let me just set this up here. One second. All right. So I'll set up the new one here. And then the other one we do have is Google Ads. The only reason I don't go with the Google Ads is, well, one, it's a little more expensive, right? But also it's interesting, the Facebook ads, they convert at about double than what the Google ads do. And with the Google ads, it's $10 per click. And as you know, with the Facebook, it's 10 cents. So the $100 goes much farther. So that's why, like I said, more bang for your buck. For sure.
Google is 600, 700 bucks.
Right. Exactly. And exactly. The package with the Google ads is $449 versus with the Facebook ads is $249 because you need 300 on Google ads to get the same amount of traction, or sorry, well, the same, amount of ad spend you would with Facebook, which is only 100. So yeah, big, big difference. So let me just set this up here for you. And how was your weekend? How was the Memorial Day for you? Did you get some time off?
It was good. Yeah, pretty uneventful, but
nice.
Yeah, I mean, I had a bit of time off, honestly, with my business just starting. I'm lucky if I get like 2 or 3 a week. Like,
oh wow, yeah, it's always nice then when it comes along.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I had some time with the family, so it was nice, you know, to have a little bit of time off.
Yep. Yeah,
it's always nice to take a little breather.
Yeah.
Okay. So, got you set up here. I can pretty much do everything else on my end. Unless you had any other questions or anything, or, you know, anything at all.
So are you upgrading me right now?
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to do it I was going to do it now, or I can, you know, totally up to you. When you want to do
it.
Wouldn't
it be,
now work?
It wouldn't be 250 right now, though, would it?
No. So, I think most likely what will happen is on your next bill, it'll be 249 versus the 199. And then from there, they'll start the ads. I might be able to get it started. Let's see, it's the first. So let's see, in your last the 26th. Okay. So I might be able to get it to do it retroactive and then have them start on it right away too, if you want.
Yeah, that would be
better, right? Right. That's what I figured. Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna set that up now here. 1 second. Just bear with me a quick sec, okay?
No worries.
Okay. But how's everything been going business-wise, like on the up and up, or?
Pretty good. I just got a pretty big job, actually, yesterday.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Always love to hear that, for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Especially when it comes to one job, you know?
Yeah. Cool getting into the business scene. Because next year I'm going off to college, so.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
What are you going to major in, or what are you studying?
Business administration.
Oh, okay. That's actually what I started off doing, yeah, was business marketing, and then I got into actually audio engineering, if you can believe it. So I started doing like my own music, and then I was like, oh, okay, how can I kind of step my game up a little bit? Yeah, so then I started doing audio engineering, which kind of helped me learn how to record, mix, and, you know, master. So then my production started getting better, and then with that, my writing. So it's kind of been a journey since then, but kind of funny where
you
end up in life.
A little bit.
Well, was that, sorry, one more time?
Do you do a little bit of music on the side then?
Yeah, actually. So I would say a good way to put it is like music is my passion and this is my profession.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I have like some albums that I released when I was younger, you know, kind of just playing around. But then now I'm actually taking it more seriously, so I started putting it up on YouTube and, like, you know, iTunes and all that stuff. And I'm about to release another one, actually. I'm just trying to finish the video that we're shooting. It's taken a while because the director's been busy, but it's going to be worth the wait. So I'm excited about that because I wanted to release the first song with the video, build some hype, and then, like, maybe one more, and then release the album, kind of build some buzz before I just randomly put it out all of a sudden, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the channel? I don't know if you can promote it or whatnot.
Yeah. Actually, I'll text you the link to the YouTube. Cause for the first one, I don't know. It was interesting. I was listening to some of these instrumentals from, it's called Chill Hop or something like that. I think it's like this popular, lo-fi and like hip hop channel.
Okay.
And it just kind of inspired me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to like write everything, but I'm going to use these beats. So So that one I didn't produce myself, but typically I do. So that one I just put on YouTube because, you know, I don't have the rights to the beats. So it's okay if you put it on YouTube for just viewing, but I can't put it on iTunes or anything like that. So what I did now is for this next album, I'm going to produce everything myself. We already did, about to release it. And then this one I'm going to put on like iTunes, you know, Spotify and YouTube, like you name it. So I'm really excited about this one because doing it yourself, yeah, it's that much more exciting.
Mm-hmm. It'll be sweet. One of my buddies is really big in the music and he's on Apple Music and Spotify and he just released a song from single. He's released, I think, two albums. He's always been big in the music and he released like a Christmas.
Oh, really?
And then, like, yeah, it's cool. He really likes it, so.
Yeah, that's really cool. So Christmas album, like, what type of genre?
It might have been a single, but, and then he released one album, and alternative? Yeah, so, kind of like that.
Oh, interesting. Alternative, like rock type of thing?
Like pop kind of. I don't know. He does like, it's, I don't know. It's kind of, he plays a few instruments. He does like, cause he makes his own beats and everything. So it's like,
Oh, interesting. I respect the heck out of that. Cause it's a process, you know, it's not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So let's see here. Facebook ads. 50. Okay, so basically what I can do, I'm just double checking here. So I'm just going to add the 50 for the Facebook. So it'll just charge the 50 now, and then going forward, it'll just be 249. So that way they can start now.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds good, right? Okay.
Can we actually, I think it might be under the wrong card.
Oh, like maybe change the card? Oh, okay. Yeah, so before I add that, we should definitely double-check that for sure. What I have is the Visa that ends in 5412.
Yeah, we're going to switch that up. That's just my normal checking, I think.
Oh, okay. And then we're going to keep this new card going forward then?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And that's also a Visa?
It is.
Okay, go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4940-0200-3153-2677.
Okay, so I lost you in the middle there, but I'm just going to repeat. So 4940-0200, two zeros?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. 3153 and then 2677.
Yes, correct.
And then the expiration?
0426.
426. And then the number on the back?
637.
Okay, and then in the address will still be the same, the 810 South?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. That makes that easy. All right. Let's see here. All right. So just so they can make sure it's just the 50, so it's retroactive instead of the 249, I have to have my tech go in there and do that. So I'll just, once I get that set up, if you like, I'll call you back before I charge it, or I can just text you, whatever's better for you.
Yeah, you can just text me. That'd be fine.
Okay. Is this so you don't have to get back on the phone? Okay, yeah. So I'll text you right before I do that, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And then, yeah, you'll have my information. I'll text you so you got my info again.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks,
all right, cool. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah. Bye.